Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Pastor Mpofu.
Afternoon, and how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm fine, my brother. How's been your day?
No, day has been good, Pastor. Has yours been good?
Yes, it's been a blessing. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Now, we're continuing with our conversation on temptation. And we see on 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, 1 Corinthians 10, 13, it says, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. When you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." Now, we're going to be spending some time dissecting that verse and applying it in our own experiences with temptation today. Now, before we get into that, if you can just please unpack this verse for us. Can you do that?
Let's come again.
Could you please unpack this verse for us?
All right. Here, God is telling us that there is no temptation that is not common with man, right?
Yeah.
And then whenever we are tempted, his faithfulness, we need to count on his faithfulness for him to deliver us. If we are to endure, to go into a temptation without relying on Christ Jesus, we are bound to fail. But whenever we encounter temptation, we need to know that we have got a God, and also Jesus, our high priest, he is ready to provide an escape channel for us. Christianity, in essence, is not something that we need to, it's not a journey that we need to embark on based on our experience or our reputation, but we need to count fully on Christ, who provides an escape whenever the devil comes for us.
Yeah. Now, thank you for that, Pastor. Is there ever a reasonable and acceptable excuse for giving in to temptation? You know, can we excuse somebody for giving in to some temptation? Because sometimes it can really be too much, eh?
Yes, it can really be too much. Temptations come in different ways. And remember, we are in a battle, right? And our enemy, the devil, knows that his time is very short. Now, when it comes to tempters, it will begin maybe like a small thing, but gradually he will continue adding pressure, so that eventually we fall.
Yeah.
Now, there is no excuse that we can give for a temptation. There is no excuse. Why? Simply because when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, the Bible says that when one is in Christ, he becomes a new creature. Yesterday, it was okay for the devil to play with my life, but since I have repented and come to Jesus, now I need to embrace the victory that Jesus had. Yesterday we were talking about Jesus Christ, that victory that he attained when he was tempted in all angles, but was found to be without sin. It is for us. He was doing that for us. So I want to reiterate that as Christians, we are now expected to be new creatures. It's unfortunate because we're taking it lightly many a times. That is why we end up giving excuses. And in my mother tongue, there is a saying that says, "Siwa sivuga," right? When we are now in Christ's kingdom, we are now supposed to embrace, we're supposed to wear his righteousness. And that righteousness, it will empower us to overcome. So there is really no excuse for one to continue saying that, the temptation was too much. We are tempted when we follow our hearts, and we disappoint our guardian angel. We disappoint even Christ Himself. Somewhere in Hebrews, He says that if we continue sinning, right now, sin comes after we have been overcome by Satan through temptation, right? Now there remains no sacrifice for us. It means that we don't value the work that Christ is now doing in the most holy place. So I would like to encourage all our listeners, all our brothers across the world, to pull up our Christian stockings if need be. Let us know who we are, and then we become new creatures in Christ Jesus who overcame temptations. That victory is ours.
Oh, yes, indeed. The victory is ours. Now, how are we to consistently resist temptation when it keeps getting stronger and stronger and stronger?
Now, James, when he writes in chapter 4, verse 7, he says, resist the devil and he will flee from you, right? When we go back again to the life of Jesus Christ, Luke chapter 4, verse 13, Matthew also records it in 4:11. Jesus was tempted. He was hungry. Now the devil thought, now this is the opportune time for me to tempt him. Three temptations came back to back, right? But in all those, we find Jesus not throwing in the towel. He did not get tempted, right? He resisted the devil.
Yeah.
And then when you read, the Bible tells us that when the devil saw that he could not cause Jesus to fall into his temptation, you know what he did? He left Jesus alone. So even us, if the devil comes and he piles up his pressure, if he brings the whole armory of demons, Jesus is going to empower us. And if we resist Satan, definitely he is going to leave us in peace. And I was reading the book, Great Controversy. It says that in the ongoing judgment, we are also being judged on temptations that we fell in or we resisted. Now, the Book of Records has got a record of all those temptations that the devil brought to us, and we resisted them, not in our strength, but counting on the righteousness of Jesus.
Yeah.
And then I like the fact that immediately after resisting, I want to implore all our listeners to know that we have got an army of angels, right? That God has in store for us, right? But the Book of Psalms says that Psalms chapter 34, verse 7, the angel of the Lord encompasses on those who fear God, and He delivers them, right? So now when we resist the devil, the angels are going to deliver us and minister to us, in as much as when Jesus had resisted Satan, the author of Matthew and Luke tell us that the angels came and ministered to Jesus. So our angels are ready to minister to us every time we've got temptations luring.
Now, you know, it seems as though from, you know, confirmations of many people, and, you know, we deal with temptations very frequently. And the confirmation out there is that it's very difficult, actually. It's not an easy thing to, you know, resist temptation. Now, does it get easier to resist as time goes?
Now, if one overcomes one temptation, right? And also they are footed they are rooted in the word of God. Temptations will continue coming, but God is going to give us an escape channel. So what we need as human beings, let me say it again, we don't need to count on our human strength. We are fighting a spiritual war here, and we are fighting, Peter says that we're not fighting flesh and blood, right?
Yeah.
But principalities, right? So for us to fight and gain victory, we really need the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in our hearts.
Yeah.
That is why even in 1 Corinthians, he says, don't you know that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit? So once the Holy Spirit dwells in us, I want to believe that if all Christians can plead to God for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, then we are going to start saying things differently. We are going to start having journals of our temptations that we came to us, temptations that we overcame, the victories that Christ wrote through us. Yes, because Christ wants to write these victories through our short journey here on planet Earth. So for some time, we've been accustomed to this saying that temptations always hit up, especially in these days when we are in these days we're living in.
Yeah.
Let me
yeah.
give you a scenario that is happening in my country.
Okay.
We are having a very serious water problem, water rationing they call it. So at times the local authority makes the water available on a Sabbath. On its own, it is a temptation which is coming to Christians, because we've got laundry that we need to do. We've got our vegetables that are wilting, right? So you see, now it comes, it tempts us in something which is seemingly good, right? Now, go ahead, open the tap and water the garden. Go ahead, do your laundry and the like, right? But if we are rooted in God's word, His Holy Spirit is going to remind us that no. Today is God's holy Sabbath. And God says, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. And that way, we overcome that temptation that has come. And then we don't disturb the Sabbath. We go to church, we come back, and then through God's providence, I want to believe the water still will be available, and then you can continue with your laundry and other chores you need to do.
It's tough, eh? Very tough. tough, but it's got to be.
Especially, one thing that we need to know again is that we are living in the last day.
True.
And then He is going to really turn up the heat. This is the time when Satan is making the fire to be seven times hotter, right? Yes. So there is no way we can say, if I say no, I can't come to work on a Sabbath, my family is going to starve, right? Now the temptation will be, come to work on a Sabbath. But because we have found that we don't have that shield, which is God's word, we are going to now compromise and say, God will understand. I will just go in the morning and maybe in the afternoon attend church. But already we have thrown ourselves into the devil's camp. So we really need to be praying Christians. Christians are going to read God's word and even the spirit of prophecy. And we take all those promises that Jesus gave us in the Bible to be ours. And that way, we are really going to resist the devil.
Mm. You know, it's easy. It's not easy, man. Pastor, you know, I'm listening to you and I'm thinking, hey, you know, the way you put it, it's seamless and it's like, yeah, no, it's just click of a finger and then it's done. But last question to you, really, because I'm looking at this thing and it's a serious testing of faith. But can we ever be completely free of temptation?
Yeah. Right, can we be free of temptation, right? Temptations are going to come to everyone on planet Earth. Remember, we are preparing to go to heaven, a new heaven and a new earth, right?
Mm.
And then if we go back to the book of Genesis, God allowed temptation so that our characters, our allegiance could be tested, right?
Mm.
So now even as we are approaching the borders of the second coming of Christ, temptations are going to be there. And as I've alluded to it earlier on, they are going to be more and more, especially to those who are called by Christ's name. Right?
Mm.
So what Satan is doing now, he is calling his whole armory of demons to come to us and tempt us morning, night, all minutes, because he knows that his time is short. So temptations are going to be there up until Jesus says it is finished. And even after that, after he has left the most holy place, right? Temptations will still be there because as the heat is now becoming too much, it is said because some are going to give up the faith in the last minute when Christ is about to come and what? And deliver us. So my prayer is that let us know the times that we are living in, like the sons of Issachar, who understood the times. And then our only defense is going to be in the scriptures and getting to know the sanctuary message clearly. And then even if temptations come, we count on Jesus, who was able to defeat the devil. We ask for his victory through faith. Now this is where the term faith comes into play, right? Because without faith, it will be very difficult. But if we employ faith pistis, then we are going to venture into darkness, knowing that our feet are not going to stumble, because we will be holding the unseen hand of Christ, who is going to lead us all the way up until we get to the promised land. So whether you become a Christian, temptations will be there and all the way. And there are temptations for everyone, be it youth, adolescents, the grannies.
Mm.
Where I am pastoring, it is said because you find that some grannies or grandpas, they are accused of engaging in witchcraft, right?
Mm-hmm.
To show that the devil is not a respecter of persons.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. He will tempt the young with the alcohol and everything. And when you get to those final days of your life, he knows temptations that are ideal for you also. So no one is safe up until we come to Christ and be glued to him.
Mm, mm, mm. When you say up until we come to Christ, does it mean that those who are in Christ are not tempted?
Not really. Up until our veins are now flowing the victorious blood of Jesus Christ. Yes, those who are Christians, they are being tempted. And there are more temptations in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, pastors are being tempted.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I like the saying of Paul. He says that I've not yet overcome, but this one thing that I do, pressing forward.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. So as pastors, we have got a specialized set of demons that are ready to come and tempt us. Right?
Mm.
Church gods, they've got also a legion of demons that are sent to go and tempt all our church board members and church members as a whole. So no one is safe as long as the great controversy is still continuing. So may we all count on the faithful hand of Christ. He is the one who's going to empower us. He's the one who's going to deliver us. He's the one who's going to lead us not into temptation.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, Pastor, we're going to have to leave it there for today. Pastor Lungani Mpofu, joining us all the way from Zimbabwe.
In Bulawayo.
Yes. Thank you so much.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Pastor, for joining us. It's been a true blessing speaking to you. We connect again tomorrow, same time and same place.
God bless.
Blessings.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.